Okay, so this is a hypnosis session on rewriting the old tape in our mind. So what I'd like you to do is uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, and just allow yourself to get really comfortable settling into your position. So allowing your shoulders to relax, your arms, your hands to loosen, just to let your whole body settle down. Throughout this hypnosis session, you may notice your mind will wander, and that's natural. It's natural for the mind to wander. Whenever it does, and when you notice, just gently bring your attention back to focusing on your breath. Focusing on your breath and focusing on the words that are being said. And each and every time your mind wanders, as it does for everyone, just bring it back to focusing on the movement of the air coming into your body and the movement of the air as you exhale, releasing any tension and tightness. So throughout this hypnosis session, we'll mention various suggestions that'll help you rewrite the old tape that's in your mind as to who you are. Some suggestions will be more meaningful to you than others, and you can pay attention to the ones that are meaningful and let go of the ones that are not. Just important to allow things to unfold as they may, not trying to force them to be a certain way or at a certain time. So when you're ready, just with your eyes open, just stare straight upwards without moving your head, as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows, through to the top of your head. So with your eyes open, just staring straight upwards, as if you're looking through your eyebrows, through to the top of your head. And then continue to stare upwards in this fashion as you take a deep, deep, deep breath in and hold that breath. Continue to look upwards, deep breath in. Holding that breath. And then allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards under your closed lids. Holding that breath. Looking upwards under your closed lids. Holding. Holding. And holding. And you can let that breath slowly out and let your eyes relax to a comfortable position. And with each long, slow, deep breath in, whether you're breathing in through your nose or in through your mouth, just follow that breath all the way into your body. Follow it in through either your nasal passage or your mouth, following it down into your lungs, all the way down to the lower ribs, feeling the full expansion of your ribs as you breathe nice and deep and easy. And then follow that breath all the way out. Just releasing tension and tightness with every exhalation. Just letting that breath all the way out. Breathing in nice and deep and slow whenever you're ready. Following that breath all the way in. Noticing as it just begins to cross over your lips or into your nose. Noticing it as it fills your lungs. Noticing your ribs expand ever so slightly as you breathe in deeply. And noticing that breath as it leaves your body, releasing tension and tightness and anything else you don't need. And you can let your breathing become slow, rhythmic, natural. Each breath feeling a little more relaxed, a little more comfortable, a little more at ease. Slowly beginning to block out the sounds around you. Noticing the sounds of my words, they can drift with you. But just paying attention to the natural rise and fall of the breath. Just like waves, naturally breathing in, the wave comes in. Exhaling, the wave retreats back out into the ocean. The breath and the wave, both rhythmic, both comfortable, both easy. relaxing, repetitive, natural, wave after wave, breath after breath. Just noticing the slow, steady, comfortable, easy rhythm to the breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, following that breath all the way in. And then as you exhale, releasing that breath, releasing tension and tightness from your body. And you may be able to imagine the tension and tightness leaving your body is a certain energy color. And you're just expelling that tension and tightness you no longer need. Releasing tension, tightness, judgment, criticism. Releasing anything that makes us feel small and inadequate, incapable, unable. Just releasing it all. And instead, breathing in possibility, growth, patience. Releasing tension, tightness, judgments, criticism, anything that makes us small, incapable, unable. And breathing in possibility, growth, understanding, kindness. Continuing to follow your breath in and out, releasing tension, tightness and judgment, breathing in possibility, growth and compassion. Breathing in the things that open up growth and make it possible, letting go of the things that choke it out, stamp it down, make it hard. And gradually, little by little, as your body relaxes and your mind settles down, our mind never stops, it's always going, but it'll become a little more quiet, a little more still, a little more calm and peaceful. And gradually, as it does, you can drift off to a safe, comfortable, happy place. A place filled with possibilities, growth, compassion, kindness. And just like spring, where growth is possible, this too will be the energy in this safe, comfortable, happy place. Growth and possibility, patience. Patience as things grow. Nourishing them in the ways that they need to be nourished, with kindness, compassion, and sustenance. So as your mind settles down, you can drift off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. It may be a real place or completely imaginary, or simply a place that's filled with a healing, soothing energy of a certain color that completely embodies you. As if you're inside a protective bubble of this healing energy. And inside this protective bubble filled with this healing energy, growth is possible, compassion, patience, kindness. And you can drift off more and more with every breath to this safe, comfortable, happy place. Noticing the things in this safe, comfortable, happy place inside this bubble of growth, compassion, patience, and kindness. You'll notice things you see and hear, things you feel, smell, taste perhaps, whatever you notice. Just feel the healing energy inside this bubble with all the things that are pleasing to you. And so with every breath, you'll drift off there more and more. And to help you enjoy the healing energy inside this protective bubble, we'll begin to count downwards from 10 to 1. So much so, by the time we get to 1, you'll feel yourself in a deeply relaxed hypnotic state. More relaxed, more peaceful than you felt in a long time. More comfortable, more at ease. So much so that at the count of 1, you'll notice yourself, feel yourself, see yourself more at peace, more calm, more confident than you felt in a long time. So as I count down from 10 to 1, I'll ask you to count along silently in your mind's eye, just to yourself. Counting silently along with me in your head, so that when you're practicing this on your own, you'll be able to as well get into a same, similar, deep state of relaxation and hypnosis. So let us begin. 10, drawing your attention to the muscles of your forehead, your scalp. Slow, deep, easy breaths in and out. Imagining, feeling the muscles in the forehead and the scalp smoothing out and relaxing, as if there's a warm cloth on your forehead, a warm, healing light white light above your head, just soothing those tired muscles, calming them, allowing all the muscle fibers in the forehead, in the scalp, the top of the head, sides of the head, the back of the head, to just smooth out and relax. And with every exhalation, just letting go of any tension you no longer need. And slowly, with each regular breath you'll take, you'll allow that relaxation to flow downwards, flowing down from the top of the head, the forehead, over the eyes, smoothing out all the muscles around the eyes, the corners of the eyes. Those small muscles at the corners of the eyes smooth out and relax, flowing down into the cheeks and the jaw. The cheeks can relax, and when they do, the lips may part. But the tension at the part of the jaw that joins near the ears loosens, and that tension fades away. Those wave upon wave of healing energy flowing down from the top of the head over the forehead, the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw. Wave upon wave, allowing gradually flowing downwards the muscles in the neck and the shoulders to relax as well. Every breath brings more and more healing energy into your body, into your awareness, into your experience, allowing your entire body to relax deep down at the cellular level, the muscle fibers, the fascia, just relaxing, and gradually all the muscle groups flowing down the body, relaxing more and more. And so 9, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in And then as you exhale, just release any remaining tension in your head, in your forehead, your cheeks, your jaw. Releasing any remaining tension in your neck and in your shoulders, just letting it go. Just letting it leave your body. So the healing energy can sink to a deeper and deeper level, leading to rejuvenation, growth, possibility. And eight, when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let it all the way out. Allowing the wave upon wave of relaxation to flow over the head, down the neck, into the shoulders, down the arms, to the very tips of the fingers. And gradually, in a pleasing and comfortable way, you may notice numbness and tingling at the tips of the fingers, or you may notice a warmth or a coolness. Whatever is comfortable and pleasing to you, just take notice of what you experience. Wave upon wave of relaxation flowing down over the face, over the neck, over the shoulders, down the arms, to the very tips of the fingers. Feeling yourself more and more drift off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Inside that bubble of healing energy floating off, where growth, patience, calm, possibilities embrace you. Just drifting off there more and more. Wave upon wave of healing energy flowing down, not only down your arms to the very tips of your fingers, but down over your chest wall to your tummy, allowing all the tummy muscles to relax. And as all the muscles between the ribs relax, the breathing becomes easier, smoother, rhythmic, and more comfortable. More and more deeply relaxed, more and more comfortable, as you move into a deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state, in which you'll be able to clearly hear me, but yet remain so comfortable, so at ease. That's good. And seven, when you're ready, taking another deep breath in and letting it go. Letting that breath all the way out. Just releasing any remaining tension and tightness from the neck, the shoulders, the arms, and the chest. Just letting it go. Letting it leave your body and opening up more space for growth, healing, compassion, and kindness. Opening up more space for patience. Because you know when I know, when we learn new things, that's when we're growing. But learning and growth happens through successive stages of trying, trying, and trying again. And throughout those successive stages of trying, trying, and trying again, there's lots of learning and there's lots of frustration. But those are the natural progressions as we grow. As we grow, as we learn. Frustration is part of the growth process. And as you breathe in this healing energy, you make up more space available to be able to write in that frustration, knowing it's a part of learning, it's a part of growing. Invite that frustration in, for it's your experience in that moment, maybe not as you'd like it, but as it is. And if we can sit with that frustration, that impatience, that intolerance, if we can sit with it, make room for it, invite it in, let it be, we stop resisting. When we stop resisting, that acceptance opens the pathway for growth. So as you breathe in more of that compassion. Breathe in more of that patience, tolerance. Breathe in the willingness to invite the frustration. Invite it into your experience because it's your pathway to growth. It's your pathway to learning. No one enjoys the frustration. No one enjoys the process. But we can learn to like it. We can learn to accept it. We can learn to tolerate and invite it in. Because it takes us to the growth. It takes us to the learning. So as you breathe, breathe in more of that compassion. Breathe in more of the acceptance. Breathe in that healing energy. Invite that frustration in. Because you can weather these storms and persist through the growth process and learn. And as you exhale, release the tension. Release the resistance. Release the tightness. Good. And six, breathing in nice and deep and slow. Exhaling out, letting go of tension, tightness, resistance. Letting go of judgments, criticism. Letting it go. And you can notice how the muscles in your arms and hands have become more relaxed. Notice too, with curiosity and surprise, how the muscles in the shoulders and the chest and the tummy have relaxed. And gradually, in your way, in your time, you'll notice the muscles in your hips, in your legs, your quads, in your hamstrings, the calves and the shins begin to relax more and more. And you can invite more of that compassion, that acceptance, that patience into your experience, inviting in the frustration and exhaling out, letting go. Tension, tightness, judgment, resistance, just letting it go. This is your experience as it is now. When we embrace it as it is, we can grow with the compassion and the patience, the kindness and the acceptance. So breathing in that compassion, that patience, breathing in the acceptance of the frustration as it is in the moment, and letting go of tightness, tension, judgment, criticism, anything you no longer need, no longer want. And five, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Really feeling yourself this time make space for the compassion, the kindness, the acceptance of the frustration. As your experience as it is in this moment, perhaps not as you'd like it to be, but as it is. And exhaling out, letting go of resistance, letting that go. Breathe in the compassion and acceptance. Let go of the resistance and the judgment. Breathe in the acceptance. Breathe in the compassion. Let go of the judgment, the resistance. And you may already notice wave upon wave of healing energy flowing over your chest and your back, flowing over your hips, down into your quads and your hamstrings, flowing down your shins and your calves all the way to the tips of the toes. And you too may also notice sensation of numbness, tingling, perhaps heaviness or lightness in the tips of your toes, in the tips of your fingers, in your shins, in your calves, in your arms, biceps and triceps. And slowly, little by little, you may notice your whole body floating off more and more to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Not a care in the world. Letting go of judgment and criticism, impatience and resistance. Inviting in that compassion. Inviting in the acceptance of that frustration that comes with growth. And four, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Good, breathing in that compassion, that acceptance for your experience as it is. Letting go of tension, tightness, judgment, resistance. Noticing your whole body float down into a bed of pillows or floating into the air, whatever feels right to you. You may feel like you're surrounded by a warm healing energy, a cool healing energy. Whatever is meaningful and important to you, just notice all you can. And just notice how you're more and more at peace, more and more relaxed than you were a few moments ago. And you may be wondering if anything, what is happening, but knowing it doesn't really matter. All that truly matters is you feel more relaxed, more at peace, more welcoming than you felt a few minutes ago. Inviting in, welcoming of that frustration that comes with growth. Inviting in the compassion and kindness and frustration. These are the integral parts of growth. As you water yourself, fertilize yourself, enable that growth to happen. Fertilize yourself with compassion. Water yourself with kindness. Expose yourself to the sunlight. That means accepting the frustration. Expose yourself to the sunlight of frustration, knowing it's a meaningful part of growth. Letting go of impatience, letting go of judgment, intolerance, frustration, letting it go. And two, when you're ready, taking another deep breath in and letting go, letting go. Letting yourself drift deeper and deeper into a pleasant hypnotic state. Enjoying the experience right now of this mental and physical holiday. This time you're taking just for you. To open yourself to compassion, acceptance of that frustration, tolerance of that frustration, that are integral parts of growth. And letting go of judgment, letting go of criticism, letting go of shame, just letting it all go. And one, take a deep, deep breath now and breathe it in, filling your lungs and chest. And when you let that breath go, really let go of resistance, let go of criticism and judgment. Letting it all go now. And as you do with each regular breath you take, you notice the feelings of compassion, acceptance, kindness, tolerance growing stronger and stronger. And as I continue to talk to you, give you messages that'll be helpful for you to help you feel more compassionate, kind, to help you feel more resilient and determined, so that whenever you face the frustration, the judgment, the criticism, you can simply just stop, breathe, invite in the compassion, kindness, acknowledge frustration, judgment is part of your experience in that moment, and then you can simply exhale and let it go, and let it blow by, let it pass you by. Frustration is important. It's part of growth. We're simply frustrated when we don't know something, but we can learn. Finding new and different ways to learn, new and different ways to learn that work for us. We are all unique in the ways we learn, so we need to find unique ways to learn that fit us. Breathing in that compassion, that kindness, that acceptance of ourselves for what we're feeling in this moment, for what we're learning, for what we're doing. And exhaling and letting go of judgment, tightness, criticism. Letting go of resistance to what it is your momentary experience. When we fight what is, it doesn't change. When we accept what is and let it pass us by, we grow. When we fight what is, it doesn't change. When we accept and acknowledge what is, we can breathe into it and let it go. So just taking a moment to notice the wonderful sense of energy you feel within. Perhaps a sense of joy, comfort, calm. Knowing the goals that you've already accomplished, a renewed feeling of confidence that you can work through the frustration as it needs to be there. It's part of growth. It's only when we get to mastery the frustration settles down. But the frustration is just simply there to help guide us along the way. You'll notice as this session continues, your confidence and determination will grow stronger within you. And you can experience more of that patience that comes with tolerating frustration. So for a moment now, I'd like you to picture on the left side of the screen, imagine there's a screen in front of you, and this TV screen and this movie screen or this computer screen is divided into a left side and a right side. And on the left side of the screen, I'd like you to picture the old tape you have running in your mind about who you are. So on the left side of the screen, see all the words of what other people have said you were. Perhaps words such as bothersome come up, annoying, loud, disruptive, energized. Just notice the words that fill the left side of the screen, things that were said to you, things that you then went on to say to yourself. See the screen populate with all these words. Most of them are likely negative, if I had to guess. See those words pop up on the left side of the screen, and as you do, notice in your body how those words make you feel. Those words are attached to experiences and attached to memories. See those words on the screen. Feel the feelings in your body. Allow yourself to feel the feelings as they are right now, not resisting, not turning away, not legitimizing, not minimizing, not magnifying, but just noticing. Notice it as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Notice those words populate the screen on the left-hand side. Notice all of those words. Notice the feeling in your body. Notice perhaps heaviness or a tightness, like it's clamping in. Notice if it makes you feel small, stuck, tight, small, and notice where in your body you notice those things. Notice the words and notice the feelings in your body. Take a few moments as I'm quiet to continue to put words up on the screen, on the left-hand side of the screen. The things you've heard, the things you've said about yourself, this old tape that runs through your mind about all the things you can't do and all the things you are that other people told you you are. Notice those words pop up on the screen. It's okay to feel the distress, the tightness, the harshness, the smallness, the meanness. It'll be gone in a few moments, but for now, just let it be there. Let yourself feel it. Notice it, watch it, as if you're watching from outside your body and inside your body all at the same time. See the screen, see the words, feel your body, see your body. Really notice how it feels in your body. Really notice how most people feel, like running, hiding. They feel small and tight. They stand still, small, tight, hide. Notice what you feel in your body. Notice what you feel like doing or not doing. Notice the words on the left-hand side of the screen. Notice, too, how these words feel very loud, very familiar. Notice the voice associated, the quality of the voice. Notice how it plays over and over and seems very powerful. It's like a familiar tape played over and over again, or a record played over and over again, or a CD played over and over again. The more we play it over and over again, the more familiar it seems. But when we step back and we look at it, we look at it objectively, it starts to lose its power. So I'd like you to take that tape, that CD, that record, And I'd like you to imagine getting rid of it in some way. You can burn it. You can throw it off a cliff. You can step on it till you break it into teeny, teeny shards. Burn it, bury it, throw it off a mountain. But see yourself and feel yourself getting rid of it in some way. See yourself, feel yourself just releasing it and letting it go. Ask yourself, do you need that tape any longer? Do you need that tape, that record, that CD any longer? Imagine erasing the left-hand side of the screen. Just erase it. Wash it down with water, rub it away. Erase it in some fashion. Do you need it anymore? Is it helping you? And on the right-hand side of the screen, I'd like you to fill that side of the screen with words, messages that are helpful, such as compassion, kindness, acceptance, tolerance for the frustration, determination, patience. Fill that side of the screen with the messages that are important to you. Fill it up. Let the words get bigger. Let the voice on the right-hand side of the screen get louder. Let it get bigger. Let it get louder. Let the words on the right-hand side of the screen grow more and more. Learning, compassion, kindness, growth, acceptance, tolerance. Embrace them all. Feel yourself and see yourself. Embrace the frustration. Embrace the patience. Embrace the resourcefulness to find ways to learn that work for you. Trying new things all the time, new things, reassessing, revisiting, rejigging, but trying again. And with that persistence comes growth. As we accept and embrace the frustration that's a part of the growth. See all the things you've learned in the last 5 years. All the things you've learned about yourself, about managing life as a civilian, living in your own house, taking care of all your own expenses, learning how to budget, learning about computers and parenting, teaching, learning new things about the community within you which you live. This process of change is natural as long as we can make a commitment to ourselves to be patient and accepting of the frustration. The judgment and criticism doesn't help us. But the compassion and kindness, acceptance of the frustration, and the patience will lead to growth. We need to learn to walk before we can run. We need to learn our letters before we can learn to read. We need to know what a number is before we can learn to add. Things happen in progressions and stages with determination. A baby falls down 1,000 times before it learns to stand. It doesn't have the ability to judge or to criticize. It just pops up again and keeps on going. letting go of judgment, criticism, frustration, and impatience. Inviting that frustration as a part of the process of growth is important. Embracing growth with compassion and kindness is important. Expect the frustration. Expect the difficulty, but be willing to try new and different ways to learn, new and different ways to grow, new and different ways to change that work for you. So take a moment to really embrace the compassion, the kindness. See how it opens you up, like water for a plant or a seedling. Fertilizer and sun, these are the components of growth. Then it requires the patience, accepting the frustration. That's what patience is. So take a moment to really embrace that, remembering you'll always face a fork in the road. You can choose criticism, or you can choose compassion and patience. You can choose judgment, or you can choose compassion or patience. You can choose the new tape or the old. So now I'm going to count from 7 to 1, and at the count of 1, you'll open your eyes and return to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Feeling more alert, more aware. Able to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Two. Becoming more aware of the sounds around. And one, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.